We're up to the Gemara Daf Samech Ches Amid Beis. Three lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Ashi. Ulamai de Ka'omer Rav Eliezer Nami Yontav Rishus. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah Daf Samech Ches Amid Beis. The Mishnah said as follows. We had a machlokes in the Mishnah Rav Eliezer and the Chachomim. The Mishnah says, Eilu Dvorim, these are the things that are Deicha Shabbos, when it comes to Korban Pesach. The Shechita, the Zrika, Shechita the Korban, the Zrika the Korban, Michu Krovov, meaning cleaning out the innards, not cleaning out the innards, taking out the Peresh, the Tzoya, which is either Memachek, when you're scraping it, or it's Beirer, Vaktoras Chovov, or the Maktir Emurin, is also Chelkir HaKrova, even though it really can be done at night, it's also Deicha. However, Tzliyosoi, roasting of the meat, which is really part of the achila, the night only, it's not Deicha Shabbos. V'adochas kovov, or stam cleaning out the innards, that is very burr that you don't do on Shabbos. Ain't a Deicha Shabbos. Then the Mishnah continues in the Machloikas. Hakovosoi, carrying the animal on your shoulder, which is a problem of, even if it's Kainos, it's Atzmei, even if it's a Drabon on a Shavuos, it's also. Because you could have done it yesterday. Even though ain't Shavuos b'mikdosh, Shavuos that you could have done the day before, Efshal HaSoyso is not Deicha. V'avosim chutz etchum, out of the tchum is drabonon, even if tchum is drabonon. Chatichas yabalto, even if it's with your finger, it's not with a kli, it's a drabonon, but it's not Deicha because Efshal HaSoyso. Ain't Deicha the Shabbos. That's Tanna Kama Shita. And the other Chachom are going to defend this Tanna Kama Shita. Rabbi Eliezer argues, Rabbi Eliezer amit Deichin. It's Deicha. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, v'aloi dinu al bingyu kaval chomer, why it should be Deicha. Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that machshir mitzvah Deicha Shabbos, even if the rice is Deicha Shabbos, Efshal HaSoyso. All this Rabbi Eliezer Shita is in Rabbi Eliezer Namila. But over here he's saying a raya why the Shvusim should be Deicha. Hakavasa, why? It's Kavach Chayma. Maim Shchita Shimishu Melacha Deicha Shabbos. Shchita is a Melacha. Netil is a Shomitza. Av Melacha by Chulin. It's Deicha Shabbos. Eilu Shem Shem Shvus. This is merely a Shvus to Rabbonon. Hakavasa Havas Mechutz Etchum. Is Lo Yitcha Shabbos. Gvaldiga Kavach Chayma. Omer Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua is saying now Pshat and Tanakama is no. Yontav Yachiyach. After all, Yontif, Shitir by Mishum Malacha, Yontif, we know Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. Now, Rabbi Shua, the Gemara said, holds that Yontif is a mitzvah to eat. We had yesterday that Chatzi Lochem, that we need Lochem also. It's not just Kulal Hashem. Rabbi Eliezer Taka holds Yontif is not a mitzvah, so he asked, what do you bring a rye from Achilas Hedyet? But Rabbi Shua holds Yontif is Achilas mitzvah, it's Deicha Shabbos Taka. I'm sorry, Yontif is Deicha, the Malacha is Deicha Yontif. Yontif Yachiyach, Shitir by Mishum Malacha, Oichon Nefesh is Mutter, meaning Netil Zeshama, Bishol, whatever you're doing. V'osav Mishum Shavuos, you're not going to bring something Chutz Etchum. So we see that even though the rice here matter, you tell me you're right, Kavach Chayim Shchita is Mutter, Kol Shkein HaKavtoi. We see by Yontif, not like that. On that, Rabbi Eliezer said back, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Mazi Yeshua, Marai Yeshus LeMitzvah, we're being arrived from Yeshus to Mitzvah. Because Rabbi Eliezer Shita is eating a Mitzvah of Shus, so he's coming arrived from Yeshus. We're discussing Korban Pesach, which is a Mitzvah. So by a Mitzvah, so if it's Deicha, the Mitzvah, the Issur, the Reitzah, so the Shvusim for sure. You're telling me you found a place where you're matter something which is Achilles Hedyet, you don't make a Kavach Chayim from Achilles Hedyet?
Why not? If that's Deicha, so now it's the Mitzvah.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, Eichel Nefesh is Mutter, because the Torah says so, we can't bring a Kavach Chayim. If it's not a mitzvah, we're not looking to be doing things that are not mitzvahs. Eichel nefesh is mutter, yasel chol, but something that's efshal asoisa. Who said it's doicha? If it's a mitzvah, so it's all part and parcel of the mitzvah. I'm doing this hechsher mitzvah in order to mekayim the mitzvah. But here it's not a mitzvah. What do you want to be matir the shvusim in order to mekayim mitzvah? It's not for a mitzvah bichlal. There's a svarah to say that it shouldn't be doicha if it's not a mitzvah. Heishiv Rabbi Kiva, now Rabbi Kiva comes and brings another raya to the Shitz Chachomim. V'omer hazo techiach. What's hazo? Hazo, Rashi explains, is talking about someone who's tomei meis. Shvi shelo yitzchal erev Pesach. He needs to sprinkle himself to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. The Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that it's not doicha Shabbos. You don't have the Korban Pesach. And you told me you can't have Korban Pesach. What's Hazor? Hazor is a tikkun mona. Tikkun gavra, I mean, Rashi says. It's mischazik a tikkun gavra. So it's a drabonon. And it's not doicha Shabbos. So I bring a rhyme from Hazor that it's not doicha. Yes, Pesach is doicha, but Hazor is not. Just like Hazor is not, so to our kafta and avot chutz etchum should not. Heishiv Rabbi Kiva Hazor techiach. Shimishu mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. What is a mitzvah? It's a hechsher mitzvah. In order to get tohar. Wie mishum shvus? It's a shvus because we said metakin mixig metakin gavra. Ve'ene derech shabbos. Af at al tetam al elu. So don't ask me questions from hakafte and avos chutz trum. It's not derech shabbos. Al elu af shabishem mishum mitzvah. Even though it's a mitzvah, mishum shvus litchis a shabbos. Omer legabel yezer. That's exactly what I hold that it should be doicha. I hold machshir mitzvah doicha. I hold azos also doicha. Omer lo Rabbi Lezer, v'alei ani dan. Umayim shchit ishim mishum melacha derech Shabbos. Matach shchit which is a melacha. Is derech Shabbos. Hazor shim mishum shvus, which is less. Just like he said, hakaftor he holds is derech. Who did I hold hazor is derech? And it didn't derech Shabbos. Omer loy, daf samach vov. Omer lo Rabbi Akiva. Oy chiluf. So you know what? Let me challenge you fakert. Maim hazor shim mishum shvus ani derech Shabbos. I know hazor is not derech Shabbos. And the Gemara will see soon. Rabbi Akiva is saying this because he heard this from Rabbi Eliezer. We'll see which hazor. But upon him, hazor, he says, is a shvus, is not derech Shabbos. So shchita, which is a melacha, and it didn't shalat titcha Shabbos. So if you know, I'll make you a chedrin, shchita should not be derech Shabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer said, what do you mean, shchita is not derech Shabbos? We know that the krov is coming Pesach. It's for sure, you're being oikad the pasuk man the Torah. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, akiva karta mashkos b'teira, b'moy adoi. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. We had a whole limit in the Gemara. It's not really b'moy adoi, we learn from Talmud. Omer loy Rabbi, that's exactly what I hold. That's what Rabbi Akiva said back. Hovali moyed le'elu k'moyed le'shchita. Where it says moyed, so then it's like a doicha. Klalam Rebbe, so mashenken by hazosoy or hakaftor, you don't say moyed, le'shchita, it's doicha. But the other things are not. Klalam Rebbe Akiva, k'moloch she'ef shalas says me'ev Shabbos, en derech se Shabbos, shchit she'ef shalas me'ev Shabbos, derech se Shabbos, shchita is different. That is the Mishnah. Now let's see the Gemara on daf samaches amid bay three lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Ashi, ulamai dekom Rebbe Eliezer Nami. Yontev Rishus. Also, we had a machlokes on yesterday's omet. Is Yontev Rishus or a mitzvah? Rabbi Shua is of the opinion Yontev is a mitzvah, so he brought a raya from Yontev. Even though Yontev is a mitzvah, only the shechita is doicha, but the shvus is not. Tchumen is also on Yontev. You can't bring chutz to Tchumen Yontev. So Rabbi Eliezer said back, what are you being a raya from Achilas Hedjet? Achilas Hedjet, you can't bring the shvusim of Achilas Hedjet and not going to be doicha. That's not machshir a mitzvah. So Zog the Gemara, Omar Rav Ashi, you know what? Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that Achilas Yontev is Rishus, there's still a pircha. I can still ask you a kasha. That what? That it should not be doicha the shvusin. You tell me kavachoyma. Even if it's Rishus, I'll bring you a pircha. It's not doicha. Omar Rav Ashi, lemay dekom Rabbi Eliezer nami Yontev Rishus. Even if you're going to say, even according to you, that Yontev is Rishus, it's le pircha. What's the pircha? Uma Yontev. Shehirti by melachah, meaning a pircha to show that the shvus should not be doicha. Umay yontev shehirti by melachah shel reshus. This is what you were saying before. Madach yontev, where you're matem melachah shel reshus. It's not mitzvah. It's hedjet according to you. It's achilas hedjet. It's not chatzi lochem. Umay yontev shehirti by melachah shel reshus. Lo hiti shvus sheima. You're matem melachah shel reshus, but not you're not matem the shvus sheima. Shabbos shelo hiti by melachah shel mitzvah. Meaning Shabbos is much more chomer. Shabbos, you don't allow the melacha only if it's a mitzvah melacha, right? So ain't a dish letat eshvushima. So for sure, you should not be matir eshvushima. Madach yontev, which is a melachas reshus, it's not a mitzvah. You're not matir eshvus. You're not matir any shvus. You're not like go stam chutz etchum and yontev. Even though you're matir the achila, which is a hedyet, but you're not matir eshvushima. So Shabbos lita ba'el melachah shal mitzvah. Shabbos is more chomer because you're only allowing a melachah shal mitzvah, not just as kal as yontem where you're matir melachah shal shus. So any din shloi tata shvushima. For sure you should not be matir shvushima. So that's a chora a kasha on Rebbe Eliezer. We see clearly shvush should not be mutter even according to you. Zog d'mor daf samach tes omer aleph. The Rebbe Eliezer holds that faket the svara like we're saying shvush the mitzvah odif. The shvush of a mitzvah is better to be matir the shvus she'imo. Why? Because the shvus, the mitzvah, is in order to mekayim the mitzvah. When do I say the shvus is nitcha? Not by Achilles Hedyot. Because Achilles Hedyot taka, it's not a shvus the mitzvah. It's not a shvus for a mitzvah. Because, punkt vakert, shvus the mitzvah is odif. Because of the mitzvah shaboy, that's why we allow the shvus to be nitcha. So I hold Achilles Hedyot. See, of course, over there the shvus not doicha, but Korban Pesach the shvus for sure be doicha. Rabbi Eliezer shvus the mitzvah odif lei. It's better. It's more of a reason to be matir the shvus in order to mekayim the mitzvah. So Korban Pesach is doicha Shabbos, and likewise the shvus da kafta according to Rabbi Eliezer is also going to be doicha Shabbos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Oh. Omar Rabbi Eliezer. So the Braisa continues the Shaka V'Tari as follows. Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Umaliim dochu machshirei mitzvah. Shalach ha-shchita. Machshirei mitzvah after the shchita are doicha. We find in the Mishnah it says, Michui Krovov, that's what Rashi learns, the Michui of the Krovayim, which means the taking out of the Peresh, of the Tzoya, Menach, when you take out the Peresh in order to be Makdir, is after the Shechita, is Doicha Shabbos, even though you're making a hole, you're puncturing, or it's Memachek, or it's Boirer, whatever the Malach is, it's Doicha Shabbos. Umali im Dochu, Machshirei mitzvah shalach ha-shchita es ha-shabbos. This abad le-mitzvah, the mitzvah is already done, and still passe, the mitzvah is still doicha. Lo yitchu machshirei mitzvah shalifnei shchita es ha-shabbos. So for sure, machshirim before the mitzvah should be doicha shabbos. If after the shchita, the machshirim are doicha, so ha-kafte, in order to do the mitzvah, for sure should be doicha shabbos. Havos echutz etchum, a gewaldige raya, Rabbi Eliezer brings in a braisa. Omar lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said back, no. The mali, im dochu machshirei mitzvah shel acha shchita es haShabbos, the ones that are after the shchita, you know why they're doicha Shabbos? What we just finished saying, like Rashi says, michu kovav, you know why? Sharei dochsa shchita es haShabbos. You know, there's a svara of hucha. Once it's ready mutter, shchita was doicha Shabbos, okay, let the other ones jump in a bad wagon after it's ready doicha. After Shabbos was nitcha because of the shchita, so it's a svara in hutra shtikl. After Shabbos was nitter because of the shchita, so now you can be machshir, the machshir mitzvah afterwards are also doicha. Toime yitchu machshir mitzvah. So now you want the machshir mitzvah before the shita, meaning the hakaftoi that you could have done. Those you want to be doicha too. You didn't have the koich of shita being Shabbos being nitchiyat by the shita. So toime yitchu machshir mitzvah shnei shita as Shabbos. Shloi dochsa shita as Shabbos. It wasn't doicha yet. That's one reason why he says to be mechalik between michi kovav and the machshirim before. Now this is Shitas Rashi. Very important, the Yisodis of Machlokes Rashi in Tosav here. Rashi says the Svar in Rabbi Eliezer is that we're talking about Michu Krover, which is after the Shchitas, the Kolosh came before. Tosav argues, Zog Rashi in Mamaschah Shal Acha Shchita, the first narrow line, Michu Krover, Va'afkav Disabel Leitzer Gavoya. It's after the Shchita, after the Mitzvah, and still it's Doicha. Now Rashi says as follows, Tosav says as follows, Pirsh bekuntres michu kovav. Faktoisa baam kasha temelari. Ma raya maisi dilma shiny hosim shom leefshalim yavim etmoil. The machshirim that you couldn't have done yesterday, those are doicha. Michu kovav, you can't be mamachi kovav before the shchita. How you take out the parish before the shchita? So that's why it's doicha. Masha'enkein, something that you could have done, like the hakavtoi, bring the animal chutzetchum, that you could have done before Shabbos. So what's the raya to afterwards to before? He says afterwards or for sure before. What do you mean afterwards? Because he couldn't have done. V'nira l'ri, we're not talking about that machshir mitzvah of Michui. V'nira l'ri, the machshir mitzvah shal acha shchita dekomar, hanu hek the chalovim. The burning of the chalovim, we know it's doicha Shabbos. You don't have to do it on Shabbos. You can do it matzah Shabbos. So we see machshir, it's not really machshir, but it's like machshir. It's not necessary to do it on. Bigmar said before, it's tomorrow of chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. We want to do it. Chaviv mitzvah. We want to show chavivas that it's doicha, even though you can do it later. But akoponim, it's hekta chalovim, which you could have done later. The efshalam to that alaylo, it's doicha Shabbos. So likewise, hakafta, which you could have done before Shabbos, should be doicha Shabbos. Just like over here, you can wait for later. The other one that you could have done earlier should also be doicha. So B'chonon and Kovit Shurim explains the lumdus in the Yisrael Machloikas between Rashi and Tosfos. He says in Ois Reish Yud, he says, according to Tosfos, there's no difference between the gufa mitzvah to the machshirin. The main akud is efshem etmol or it's not efshem etmol. And the raya can't be michu krova because michu krova is e efshem etmol. And that's why it's doicha. We're trying to bring a raya from something that's efshir. You can do it later, like the Torah, and still it's doicha. Su adin da kafta, which could have been earlier, should be doicha. The ikon akud is efshir or e efshir. The machshirin is not an akudah because the haktorah is not a machshir. The word is the haktorah is efshir la'asoyse motzei Shabbos. So it's doichas who adin, the things that he could have done before Shabbos are also going to be doich. Mashenkin Rashi that learns the rayas from Michui, he says it's not totally in efshir la'efshir. It's totally in hechshir, machshirin adoicha. And being that Michui Krovav is a hechshir for the gufa korban for the haktorah, and it's doicha, so within the hechsher from before is also going to be doicha, the hakaftoi and the chutzetchum. The Yisraelim Achlokes, you look at the hechsher, you look at the efsher. Zok the Gemara weiter, continues the cheshbon. Rabbi Kiva meanwhile said, Mali im dochu machshirim mitzvah shel acha shchita, Because dochsa shah shchita, shchita was already doicha. That's not going to make a riot to our kafta where he didn't have the koich of shchita yet. Dovar acher, Rabbi Kiva says another rebuttal why it should not be doicha the hechshav on before. Shema yimtza zevach posul, v'nimtza mechal shabbos mafreya. If you were maza, right, or if you were, let's say, were makaftoi, you brought it on your shoulder, chutz etchum, and ends up being the shchita is posul, so then what did you do this for? You were makim chutz etchum, you could have done before, and you're mechal shabbos. Because at the end of the day, the zevach is posel. So you did a maisa of hakaftoi, which wasn't even necessary. That's why it's not going to be doicha. Rabbi Kiva said, "Shema yimtza zevach posel, v'nimtza mechal shabbos mafreya." Now on that, Rabbi Eliezer says back, "Ihochi mishchad dami lo nishchad. Maybe you don't shech the carbon. You're taking the carbon, you're doing the tilsa shama. What if there's a treif in the reya? So maybe you did the shechita mechal shabbos. Obviously we're doicha shabbos. But if you're going with that cheshbon of what if, so then you can never shecht." Means first he said the second taina. What we're just saying now. That was the Bekiva's first thing that he said. And Reb Eliezer said back at that a pircha from shchita. You can have a shecht. And then he said the first time. The first time Rabbi Kiva said, "Malim dochu machshirim mitzlacha shchita, madoch machshirim after shchita doicha." So for sure, forget only the ones after shchita doicha because the shchita was ready doicha. So that's not going to bring any proof, any raya to the ones that are before. So he said the second one, the first one second, and the second one first. The second one he said first, he was matchim taka, and then he said the first svara that mali, it's only the ones after the shchita, because shchita was doichit. That's not a raya to the earlier ones, the ones before. Gewaldige cheshbon in this braisa, in the shakalatai, Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Kiva. Zog the gemara, heishiv Rabbi Kiva, the braisa continues. Rabbi Kiva said back, hazot achiach. And like we explained, Rashi explains in the Mishnah, Hazot Achiach means that Mitzurish Shechal Shvi Shaloi, Erev Pesach, he needs Hazot, or Tomei Meis, that needs Hazot on Shvi in order to be able to eat the Pesach. Hazot is a Shvus, because it's Tikkun Gavra, it's Mixik Tikkun Gavra. And when it's not Doicha Shabbos, and you won't be able to have to come Pesach. So we see that Shvus is not Doicha, so what then? Akafta Shnapi Doicha. Hezor Reb Kiva, Oma Hazot Achiach. Tanya Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, and then what was the Shakataya back? So Rabbi Kiva said back on that, I go for hold Azor should be doicha. Just like I hold Akaftoi, I'm sorry, Rabbi Eliezer said back, I hold Azor should be doicha. Just like Akaftoi is doicha, Azor should also be doicha. That's part of my Kavach Choyma. On that, Rabbi Kiva challenged him. He said, you know what? I hold Shchita should not be doicha. Azor is not doicha, so Koshke Shchita should not be doicha. So he told me, "Oika posuk from the Torah." Now, obviously, he agreed to that. He just wanted to come to the point of Moyadoi. Zok the Gemara, but meanwhile, he said that I hold that shchita should not be doicha. Tanya Omer Rabbi Eliezer Akiva b'shchita shavtani. You answer me about shchita. You want the shchita not to be doicha, just according to Azor is not b'shchita teimi sosoi. Your end will be b'shchita. What was the end of Rabbi Akiva? Asol gemalchus. So Reb Chaim Stutzen, Reb Chaim Shulevitz has a gewaldige shmuz in Sichas Musa. And he says, how did Reb Eliezer say this? So he says, because Reb Eliezer was the Rebbe of Rebbe Kiva. And if someone is Mevazeh is Rebbe, now even though we'll see in the Gemara soon, Rebbe Kiva's intent was not to be Mevazim. He wanted to remind him that he's the one who taught him that Azor is Doicha. So he hinted it in a roundabout way. Fakert, he wanted to remind his Rebbe that he forgot what he taught him. But at the end of the day, it came out of Bizoyin for his Rebbe. He put him in the corner, so to speak, he's Mevazim. So Mela, it's a chisorn in the Mesoris HaTorah. When it comes to a Rebbe in a Talmud relationship, if there's a Metziyistik, a thing that took place, it's like you put your hand in a fire. When you put your hand in a fire, it's irrelevant if you intended to or not. You're going to burn. So Rebbe Kiva had to be punished. He had to be Moicha. It was a Kovet HaTorah, he had to be Makbid on. So Mela doesn't make a difference what his intent was or not. And that's why he gave him this klola. Now he does say the klola was a roundabout klola. It was in the third person. He didn't say, misoscha, b'shchitetei misosoi. He didn't say it to him directly, so it wasn't a kalim directly. Balkoponim, kilas chocham, even indirectly, you see the end of Rebbe Kiva, okay, so the malchus, we know it's already preordained, so to speak, from Chiyas Yosef, but this is a chelik of the kapara. Omaloi, Rebbe, al tachbireni b'shas din. He says, don't attack me. Don't put me in, and don't deny, so to speak, but what you taught me. You taught me that Hazor, even though it's a shvus, is not doicha. So that I made the Kal V'chomer according to you. You're the one who told me that Azor is not Doicha. That meaning Mitzorah or Tomei Meitz B'Shvi Shaloi is not going to be able to have the Pesach because Azor is a Shvus of Michzi Ketik and Gavro. I'm just telling you this to remind you what you taught me. That's what Rashi learns. So B'chozen, what you're saying, that you want to say, V'olea Anidan. You want to say, Olea Anidan. Rebbeleza said, Olea Anidan. I hold Azor should also be Doicha. 1 second. So then, I'm telling you Shchita should not, because you're the one who told me, you said that Azor is not. Omer Rebbe, Al Tachbreni B'Shas Adin, Kach Mekublani Mimcho, this I learned from you, Hazor Shvusi, V'en Adoich is a Shabbos. It's a Shvus, it's not Doich Shabbos. So Frek Digumora, V'chi Ma'achadu Agmerei, so stick a Pella, if he taka taught him this, so my time at Kohodabe, why is Rebbeleza a Choyza? Why is Rebbeleza a Choyza and say, why would he be Choyza and say that Olea Anidon, that Hazor should be Doicha? On that, the Gemara answers, Omar Ula, Rebbe Eliezer ki agmerei, hazor de truma agmerei. We're mixing up two hazors. This hazor over here we're talking about for Korm Pesach, which over there he taka held that Rebbe Eliezer held, we'll see now, that it would be doicha. And there's a hazor of a koyan that's tomei, in order to be able to eat truma, over there he said the hazor is not doicha. You know why? Ki agmerei hazor de truma agmerei. Why? The truma gufaloi dachy Shabbos. Let's say you weren't mafresh truma yet. It's not dachy Shabbos. You know, I'm a sucking the mona by me. Hafroshes truma is also on Shabbos. So the hazor, in order to eat truma, is not dachy Shabbos.
He agrees
that the hazor of Pesach would be dachy Shabbos. So it was a misunderstanding. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer were talking two different languages. He was talking hazor to Pesach, and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer thought he's talking about Hazor of Truma. Well, Hazor of Truma, I tackle hold that it's not. Because Truma Guf is like Dachy Shabbos. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva Nami. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Akiva Nami ki oisvei, Hazor of Truma oisvei. So let's backtrack. Let's say Rabbi Akiva is talking about Hazor of Truma. That what? She mitzvah. Over there it's a mitzvah. After all, it's for a mitzvah. Truma is Achilas Truma. And yet, Vim Shum Shvus, it's a Shvus because of Tikkun Mono, and it's Taka Na Doicha. So Hazor is not Doicha. It's a mitzvah and it's a Shvus, it's not Doicha. So are they not Kafta, it should not be Doicha. Vuhu Sovar, and Rebbe Eliezer thought that he's telling him the opposite. Hazor de Pesach Kamoisavle. He thought he's telling him about Pesach. That Hazor de Pesach should not be Doicha, and he holds that it is Doicha. You don't push off the current Pesach. And you do have the Hazor. Mosiv Rabo, Heshiv Rabbi Akiva v'Oma Hazor Tomei Meis Tochiach. So that Rabbi said, Rabbi asked, Heshiv Rabbi Akiva answered, Hazor Tomei Meis Tochiach, black and white, he's talking about Tomei Meis. Shechal Shvi Shalolias B'Shabbos, Uve Erev Pesach Shei Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, that Hazor. V'im Shum Shvus, it's a Shvus because Michzi Ketikun Gavra, V'ein Adoich HaShabbos, and it's not Doich HaShabbos. So we see clearly that it's not Doich HaShabbos. Elavada Hazor de Pesach Agmere must be what he learned from his Rebbe was Hazor de Pesach. And you take a push of Korn Pesach and you don't do the Hazor. So it was back to the Kasha. If that's what he taka taught him, so then why did he say, I goof old Hazor should be Doicha? Why is he saying, I'm saying that no Hazor should goof be Doicha? If he goof held that Pesach is not Doicha, the Hazor of Pesach, Zog Demora, this is what we said before. Rabbi Eliezer Gamre is Aker. He forgot what he taught him. And he wanted to remind him what he taught him, that you're not Maza, even when it comes to Korban Pesach. You taught me that. So Gemara, let him say black and white. Let him tell him, you taught me that Azor is not Doicha, even for Korban Pesach. That's not Derech Eretz. So Dr. B'chaim Stutzner, we see over here, this is said, this whole shock of attire, Rabbi Akiva did in a respectful way, not to tell him, you forgot what you taught me. And yet he was punished, because the Maisa, it was a p'giyah, you put your hand in the fire. Zog d'gumara, v'hazor my time like Dachy Shabbos, what's taka the reason Hazor is not Dachy Shabbos? Michdi, tiltu ba'almahu, what is Hazor? It's muktzah, the worst it is, it's muktzah. It's water, you're sprinkling. Why is it? What's the problem? Muktzah should not be doicha. Why shouldn't it be doicha? After all, for the Korban Pesach, Titchi Shabbos, Mishum Pesach. You know why not? Omer Rabbe Gzeres Shema Yitleno V'Yavireno Arba Ames B'Shusar Rabim. The Hazor itself, you might carry Dalar Amis B'shus Rabim. If you carry Dalar B'shus Rabim, over here, we mafkia this the whole din. There's no Hazor doesn't take place on Shabbos, Erev Pesach goes Be'ev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Shechali Yoiz B'Shabbos, because you might come to marry Dalar Amis. In fact, the Tzlach, before we said, Rashi brought the reason why Hazor is not Doicha, is because it's a Tikkun Mona. And here we're saying it's a Chashash of Shem Yavagana Dalar Amis. Furthermore, in fact, the Tzlach, all throughout Chas, Sukkah, Megillah, Rosh Hashanah, we find Gzeger de Rabba, Shem Yavireno. By Shofar we find it, by Sukkah, by Lulav we find it, by Megillah we find it. Do we ever find anywhere Gzeger de Rabba by Hazor? Why does the Gemara never say V'chem by Hazor? The Gemara always says V'chem by Shofar, V'chem Megillah, V'chem by Lulav. How come we don't find V'chem by Hazor? Zog the Tzlach, that by Mila we don't find such a Gzera. Do we ever say by Sakan of a Mila that it's not Doicha? Because maybe on Shabbos, because Shmila's the Shabbos, maybe Yavigeno. Why don't make a Gzeir the Rabbah? Teretz says, because who is Mechuyiv in the Mila? Only me, not the other people. So when everyone is Mechuyiv in Shofar, Megillah, Lulav, so they might forget. But when it's only one individual, the other people will remind him. He won't do it. So he won't say, Hazor Be'etzim is a Chiv on that person only on the Tomei Meis. So Mela, there won't be a reason of Gzeir the Rabbah, because Be'etzim will be reminded. Nervous, he says, that it's taka also because of tikkun mona. He makes a cheshbon, you need both reasons, but that's why in Shas it's usually not mentioned. But like upon him, you need both reasons together in this Gemara. So the reason is saying is gzeger de rabba. Ule Rebbe Eliezer na'avrei. But according to Rebbe Eliezer, he holds it's never a problem of machshir mitzvah. Rebbe Eliezer holds even the rice is on nitcha. Machshir mitzvah, deicha Shabbos, Rebbe Eliezer, the mila, he holds you're allowed to carry even a sakin. Even efshal asoysoy. Rebbe Eliezer holds even the rices. Ule Rebbe Eliezer na'avrei. What's the problem with married al ram to shus rabim? Do Omer Rebbe Eliezer machshirim mitzvah dechnas the Shabbos. Omer hanimil echad the gavre gufa chazi. A big yisoid zok the Gemara. When the person is chazi, a person is an 8-day old baby is chayv in the bris. V'romi chiyuv alei. He's chazi. The baby is roy for a bris and he has a chiyuv. So then you say a lot of be maver the sakin machshirim mitzvah doicha. Aval hocha de gavre gufa lechazi. If the person is tomei, he can't bring the korban pesach. So how do you want that he can be married the meichat the hazor in the shus rabim? That means that we're saying that there's no chiyuv korban pesach. We're saying alom nishchilik. There's no chiyuv korban pesach when you're tomei. When it comes to mila, the kid is roy for mila. So you can bring the sakin to Beliezer. But when you're Tomei, so then there's no Kiev Korban Pesach. So it can't be when it's a Gavya Gavra that it should be mutter to be carried. Meaning Machshire Mitzvah are only Doicha if it's mutter on him a Mitzvah. So a cotton is mutter on him a Mitzvah because he's going for the Mitzvah. Mashengen, someone who's Tomei, so it's Bechlan not called Machshire Mitzvah. Carrying the me'azor is b'chlal not machshir mitzvah because he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, so it can be called machshir mitzvah to be doicha Shabbos. And the etzem avoras dalal ames toisav he has a kasha shemi yavigeno arba ames v'im toimar v'amai chashinun lohochi. What's b'chlal the chashash you'll carry the me'azor? Haloi noise mechatos tomei. Someone who carries a mechatos himself becomes tomei. So why would he carry it? There's a ferish din and noise mechatos is tomei. And if he becomes Tomei, he's metame the maim. So you lose the whole potency of the me'azor. So says the shaykh nechad timtzev yesh loymar the maver bekle avonim bekle lolim dele mekabli tuma. You can be maverit in an oifen that's not mekabli tuma. Now the Gemara continues in this vein that we just said when gavre gufa loy chazi loy gami chivu alei zok the Gemara omar rabbe ledivir rabbi Eliezer according to this. Cotton bori, a cotton, a tinuk that's about to be nimel. That is bori. So mechamin lechamin. Then you'll have to warm up water in order to wash him. Lahav roisoi, to make sure that he's strong enough to be able to handle mila. But he has to be a cotton bori that's able to get a mila. So mela, mechamin lechamin, lahav roisoi, lamela b'shabbos. Even though it's chil Shabbos involved, it's mutter because he's roi for the mila. Do chazile, because he's mechuyiv in it. So the rechitza is a heksha mitzvah. In the olden days, you're only able to do a mila if you had chamin, because that's good for the hechsher mitzvah. Masha'enkin cotton choyla. If you have a cotton, that's a choyla. Meaning, kol zman you didn't wash him, so then he's a mesukin. So he's like, eh, mechamin lechamin lavroisa lemuloi, because right now he's not a gavad the chazile, so he won't be able to be mechamin chamin, doloi chazile. So he's like, there's no chiyav mitzvah to be doicha the Shabbos bichlal. If you need to be a gavad chazi, so there's only a healthy child you can warm up water for, and a not healthy one not.
even though that's good for him to make him healthy, right now he's not gavur the chazi.
So Grashi cotton choyla. She calls man shele yichatzua bechamin lo yira lomul. V'im yichatzua yira lemila. But right now he's not yira lemila. So Meli, he can't be mechamin.
A dad goof at Gemara asks, Omar Rova, v'i bori hi, if he's taka bori, so lomele chamin lav roysoi. Then why is Bichlal need chamin? The whole chil Shabbos is shele letzerich. Elomai must be, Elomar Rova, hakol choylin eitzamila. All children are mesukin eitzamila, they all choylin eitzamila. It doesn't make a difference if it's a bori or not. Echot cotton bori, vechot cotton choyla, ey mechamel lechamel avgoyse lemoyle b'shabes, dole chozi. You have to be chozi, and the kid is not chozi before the rechitza, so man, there's no heter to be mechal Shabbos for warming up the water. The chimum of the mayim has to be taken before the Shabbos.
Zagdrashi hakol eitzamila choylinein, kol zman shle nichetzu b'chamin v'afilu rabbi Eliezer, tzoich liyos lemechame chamin me'erev Shabbos, you have to have the chamin before Shabbos. Mashenkin, if you have the chamin before Shabbos, and now you want to be making the sakin, that you could. Because that hachon of the sakin is mutter because the tinik is chozi, because the mayim is there.
Zoktaisis, dimamascha loishna cholosh loishna bochi, eim chamin lechamin, vichy omer abeleze machshir mila docha Shabbos, even abeleze it says machshir mila docha, hanimili hecha shuhuch muchamin me'ab Shabbos the chozi.
He has to be a bar chozi. He has to be someone that's roi to be have a mila.
All right, we'll stop over here, towards the bottom of the Omid by Eis V'Abaya.